Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free to bring up anything you want. That's the idea behind the program. Or sit back and listen as we yammer on about various different things. We've talked a lot about press freedom here tonight, and that's pretty important to us, but hopefully it's important to you as well. Although I feel like we've exhausted it, maybe you've got something to add into that discussion. You're certainly welcome to do so. No topic is off the table here at Free Talk Live just because we move on to other things. You can always call in at 855-450-FREE as we launch here into the third hour of the program. With you tonight, it's me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm. Danica, tell me about illegal hair braiding. Where is it happening? What's going on?
All right. So this comes from Forbes, and the title of the article is How Braiding Explains What Has Gone Wrong with America's Economy.
Okay. Do tell.
So Isis Brantley has been arrested, jailed, and a plaintiff in a federal civil rights case.
Her name's Isis?
I know.
Okay.
Just checking,
make sure I heard that right.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It is Isis. She is not a whistleblower or a political dissident. She teaches how to braid hair. For almost 20 years, Isis has fought Texas over her right to braid hair and to pass her knowledge on to others. Her struggle recently culminated in shining a spotlight in occupational licensing. Today, millions of Americans, like Isis, have to seek permission from the government or fight back before they can do their jobs. Isis has been braiding hair since 1979 and has taught others in the art of natural hair care since 1984. Like many African braiders, Isis doesn't use chemicals, dyes, or coloring agents when she braids, twists, or weaves hair. As she puts it, her personal philosophy is healing through hair. But in 1977, seven uniformed and undercover officers handcuffed Isis in front of her customers and dragged her out of her salon in Dallas. She had previously been found guilty and convicted for her surreal offense of braiding hair without a cosmetology license. So after a decade of fighting for reform in 2007, Texas finally, acquiesced and created a separate 35-hour hair braiding certificate. The state, quote-unquote...
So wait, she was arrested in the 70s?
No, she was arrested in 1997.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said 77.
She just say 77.
No, I said 97. She's been braiding hair.
Oh,
I apologize if I did.
Okay.
But she's been working with hair since the 70s.
Okay.
So.
Arrested in 97.
Arrested in 97.
A decade later
in 2007.
They then came out with some sort of 35-hour license?
Certificate, yes.
Okay.
So since the state grandfathered her in, they honored her as the first natural hair care expert in the state. Finally, she could braid hair for a living.
Legally.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that reform didn't apply to teaching hair braiding. This is where it gets interesting. In Texas, braiding schools were regulated as barber colleges. So despite her decades of experience, Isis would have had to spend about $25,000 to comply and transform her natural hair salon into a barber college. And the changes were needed so that her teaching would satisfy the 35 hours of training students needed to attain a license in braiding. We're talking about just taking, strands of hair and twisting them around so they form a braid.
If you don't have a license, you could hurt somebody, Danica.
You could totally pull somebody's hair out or, get caught on a beat or something.
And I've read the story about this down in Texas. I've read other stories to where, governments in various municipalities have told people, oh, you need a cosmetology license to be able to braid hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to cost you $7,000 and it's 1,000 hours of teaching. And then during the cosmetology stuff, they don't teach you anything about how to braid hair.
Or that kind of hair braiding. They don't cover African hair braiding, for instance, or whatever. I remember reading about something very similar in Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing
Our
World.
Yeah, the girl in Chicago.
Right. We can come back to this here in a moment. I know there's more to say, Danica. Mm-hmm. Adam's on the line listening in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to talk about the press freedom in the courtrooms.
Yeah, sure.
With a recent event that happened to me, I recently had to appear in court for a minor matter for a dispute with one of my old landlords. And I was surprised when I first got to the court and there were these signs plastered on the windows saying cell phones were banned from the court.
Mm.
And
Had you never been to court before?
Well, I had actually been there a few months ago and I was allowed to take my cell phone in.
Wow, in Massachusetts?
Yes.
Interesting.
So I did some research, and I guess this change was recently put into effect on December 1st.
Hmm.
And they said about 30 different courts had implemented the ban.
Because they've been, just a point of information here, Daryl, you and I have been to court in Massachusetts last year
in
the
Palmer,
year before that.
2013 and 2014.
Wherein we were not allowed to have cell phones in that building. So, I mean, this seems like it's old news to me and Daryl. Maybe it wasn't a rule that applied across the entire.
It might not have
system.
Been statewide.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it was only about 30 separate courts spread out between Boston and southern Massachusetts. But I was like wondering about it, like what their justification for that was. So I did a little research and I found an article in the Enterprise, which is the local newspaper here, and they said that they were considering cell phones weapons because they were suspecting gang members and career criminals from posting pictures of witnesses for the purpose of witness intimidation.
Well, yeah, that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ludicrous. You can still get a camera into the courts in Massachusetts, as Daryl was pointing out before. We've jumped through those hoops. Daryl, you specifically in Massachusetts, I don't think I bothered in Mass.
You did not.
Yeah.
So I went through the process of filing with the SJC, which is the State Judicial Commission or something.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you have to have that form, but you then have to tell the bailiffs that you need the request to film that the judge then either approves or denies.
And don't forget to stay and don't forget to arrive an hour early so you can jump through all of those hoops in time for the actual hearing.
That was the first time we went.
Yeah.
And then I sent an email to the head of the SJC asking if that was standard procedure. The next time we went, a couple of months later, they basically rolled out the red carpet. Mr. Perry, come on in. Here's the form. And, you know, it was, you know, royal treatment,
right.
Basically. But I think at first it was, let's see if we can intimidate this guy into not trying to film this case.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are some cases where they will try to restrict the witness from being filmed, but the times I've ever only seen that have been when there are cops on the stand. I've never seen them say point the camera away to a camera person when it's just an average person who's up as a witness. I suppose they would do it if it were a minor, perhaps, but otherwise it's just the police, the undercover cops are trying to protect, not the gang members.
Well, I mean, I was only there for a small claims court,
yeah.
But it was like a blanket ban, and I was kind of wondering, I was like, what about the people taking public transportation, and they're there, and they don't really have anywhere to store it? Luckily, I drove, and I was in the parking garage across the street, and I could put it in there. And in the article, it was saying that people were actually hiding their cell phones outside, and when they mm-hmm. would get out, they would come and find that someone had taken it.
Taken it,
and,
sure. And it's not the court's fault, right? The court can't be held responsible for that.
But one of the silver linings they put in the article here was that there's a barbershop across the street that charges $1 for secure cell phone storage.
That's
so
cute.
That kind of helps people out. But I just
wait until the barbershop gets shut down for offering security services without a security permit.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give me any ideas.
But
you got to get out of that place.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Trust me, I'm heading north pretty soon. But.
Cool.
But I just thought it was interesting that they get this new kind of tactic of saying that cell phones are a weapon. And they specifically said in the article that they can't point to any single instance of it actually being a problem. I just I feel like it's kind of a BS excuse for them to just, kind of wipe away any accountability and just hassle people in general.
It's totally what it is. And thank you for the call tonight, Matt or Adam. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Here in New Hampshire, cell phones are allowed in court. They just don't want them to make noise. So you can be on your phone the whole time. That's not a problem. And that's also something that's fairly rare to find in courthouses these days, from what I understand.
Oh, yeah.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. More on the illegal hair braiding or hair teaching. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest small interest libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101reasonsfilm.com. 101reasonsfilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You are welcome to dial in toll-free here and bring up what you'd like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the gift-giving time of year for Valentine's Day, and what better gift than a delicious BuzzBox coffee gift set? 1, 3, 6, 9, or 12 month shipments are available. You can make your gift the length of your choice over at coffee.freetalklive.com. We've been talking a lot about BuzzBox coffee here on Free Talk Live because it's really great coffee. It's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and helps support the many good causes of Kiva.org because a portion of the profits are being loaned out as microloans to people around the world. So you can help people out and get some really great coffee for your loved ones this Valentine's Day. Light roast, medium roast, dark roast, espresso, decaf, signature blends, roasters, limited reserve, BuzzBox Coffee offers it all. And for the K-Cup gifts, be sure to have them include reusable solo fill. It's again BuzzBox Coffee. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com and give them the gift option. What you do is you go and select Give BuzzBox at the top of the page at coffee.freetalklive.com, or you can call them toll-free, 866-336-6104 for BuzzBox Coffee. That's 866-336-6104. It's a great way to give a gift and make a difference one cup at a time for Valentine's Day. That's, again, coffee.freetalklive.com. Select Give BuzzBox. Now, Danica, just to kind of recap what you told us at the top of the hour, there's a lady who's been doing African hair braiding.
I've been doing hair braiding since the late 70s.
Was it African hair braiding or just hair braiding?
It's a specifically African hair braiding.
Right. So she's been doing kind of a unique style of hair braiding since the late 70s. In the late 90s, she was arrested for doing this without a license.
Yes.
A decade later, after a lot of effort working within the system, she finally had the victory and she created a new license for people who are braiding hair.
Yay!
However, and this is the best, one of the best parts about it, is that it doesn't apply to teaching braiding. So she can braid, but she can't pass on her knowledge to someone else who wishes to also have healing through hair.
Because you have to go to some government-approved school, some kind of beauty school or something like that, in order to garner the hours of training supposedly necessary in order to have the hair braiding license in the first place. So even though this lady is a preeminent expert in doing African hair braiding, she cannot pass along her information legally
because
she
doesn't have the teaching certificate.
Well, no. Okay. So she was grandfathered into this new certificate thing because of just how long that she's been doing it.
Meaning she has the certificate to braid the hair, but not
right.
to teach.
She cannot. She is fighting to try and teach it as well. Now, in the 1950s, less than 5% of Americans need a license to work from the government, and it was usually only for those, like, doctors and lawyers that would need those kinds of certifications. But now recent estimates, that number as high as 30% of occupations need some sort
wow.
of license from.
I'm surprised it's that low.
Yeah, I am too. I would have thought it was much higher.
I've heard New Hampshire is one of the lowest states on licensed requirements or as far as like licensed industries. Yeah.
So occupational licensing is typically defended as a way to protect consumers and ensure quality practitioners. And I mentioned, you know what, you probably wouldn't want to go get a tattoo from someone that doesn't have some sort of certification because you don't know what kind of diseases they could potentially put in your body. Cosmetology licenses shows they know how to work with certain chemicals. Those, you know, are kind of understandable. But
I still don't think that those should be government licenses.
I totally agree. I'm just saying I can understand some sort of non-government certification saying, hey, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to destroy your body. But in Isis's case, Texas wants her braiding school, the Institute for Ancestral Braiding, to have a minimum of 2,000 square feet of floor space, more than twice the size of her current facility. Install at least 10 barber chairs, even though braiders don't cut hair. They just weave it and
Ridiculous.
Braid it. And have at least 5 sinks, despite the fact the state makes it illegal for hair braiders to provide services that require a sink.
So this is,
you have to have a sink, but you can't use the sink.
This is the insanity just on display of these government rules. Somebody at some point connected to the state in Texas, some legislator, they lobbied for these rules. They said, hey, we need to have a government license for hair braiding, or not hair braiding, but beauty schools. There needs to be these qualifications. If you don't have these things, you are not a beauty school in the state of Texas. And then somebody plucked out of thin air, oh, five of these sinks and these kind of hair, you know, stations.
Yeah, because five sinks totally makes a difference.
It needs to be at least 2,000 square feet. Otherwise, you're not a real school. You're obviously not, you can't learn in 1,000 square feet. And so, you know, somebody plucked these numbers out. And what they're really doing here is they're restricting the marketplace. They're making it so small businesses cannot compete with these established beauty schools who've been around for a long time, that there can't be a home-based beauty school in Texas and in many other places.
Now, so regulations are so strict that Texas couldn't even name a single school that taught only the natural hair braiding curriculum and complied with the state's barber regulations.
Now, I wonder what sort of, you know, repercussions the government in Texas would have against ISIS if she made YouTube videos, put them on a website, and then charged people to then access the videos. Like, put them behind a paywall.
Well, but she wouldn't be able to claim she's a licensed school. She could do it probably legally, but she wouldn't likely be able to claim she's a beauty
school.
Right,
but then she would still be teaching. And they're saying she can't teach.
No, she could teach. It's just it won't be recognized.
Right.
My understanding, they're telling her she can't teach.
She can't teach behind her school, but I mean, she can privately teach, but she wants to be able to have an institute where all can come and learn from her.
She can tutor somebody, but she can't. The hours that she spends tutoring would not count towards that person's 35 hours that they need to get in order to get the Texas license. So ultimately, she has really kind of failed at what she wanted to do, which was to make it so that people who wanted to do African hair braiding could do it and not be arrested. She thought she had gotten somewhere by creating this license, and now, unfortunately, in order to give out these licenses, these people have to go to government-approved schools, which, of course, her school or her shop does not qualify because somebody else at some point along the line created this. It's very similar to what happened in New Hampshire, where the person who actually wrote the regulations about the state representative who wrote the regulations about beauty schools here owned a beauty school. And so who should be surprised that this individual created the rules preventing other people from getting into the business of being a beauty
trying
school?
To force them out.
Right. She's protecting herself. That's the same thing that's happening in Texas. Somebody else in the 70s or 60s or whatever came up with these rules knowing that poor people would not be able to compete with them.
So get this. In 24 states, hair braiders, by the way, not cosmetologists, hair braiders, need more training than emergency medical technicians. Completing the necessary coursework in one of those 24 states
wow.
can cost upwards of $20,000 and require up to 21 hours of training. By comparison, EMTs need, on average, about 140 hours for their license.
Wait, what was the total number of hours for hair braiding?
It requires up to 21 hours of
up to training. 21 hours. That's not as much as 100-something, right?
Well, it can cost upwards of $20,000.
The money, you're saying,
the money,
is,
yes,
is more,
and the hours.
2,100 hours or 21 hours?
2,100
hours. Okay, that's a big difference. We're coming up here, 855, 450, free. It's free talk.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's Vita ClayChef.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com with you here tonight. You've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
We're talking about illegal hair teachings. First, it was illegal hair braiding, which is now kind of legal in Texas, where you can get a government permission slip in order to not be arrested for braiding someone else's hair for money. Presumably, you can still braid not for money legally, but if money changes hands, usually the government guys want to get in there and get a cut of that. So they've done that, and this lady basically has spent her professional career lobbying for changes to the law to allow for people to commit hair braiding without getting arrested in Texas. I mean, this all just sounds – I mean, I hope this sounds ridiculous and absurd to people listening to the show maybe for the first time tonight, because it absolutely should be. This is absolutely outrageous, the idea that you need to have some kind of permission slip to engage in an act that is based on consent. Now, Danica, you were saying you could understand that in certain professions like cosmetologists, for instance, which is working with chemicals.
Tattooing, which involves needles.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily think it should be the government that has to give you these licenses, but I do think there should be some sort of certification saying, you know, hey, I know what I'm doing. I have attended so many hours of a piercing workshop. I have attended so many. These are all the awards I've gotten. I know what I'm doing. You know, if you give me your money, you're going to make a solid investment. And, you know, to those kinds of professions, I agree. You know, there may be need something like that for reassurance. But this woman, she's braiding hair. She's not even, like, using any sort of chemicals to do that.
But you know, while you're saying that you could understand, you would also agree that it should be an independent certification,
independent,
not a government-mandated thing. Like, if I want to go
absolutely
and hire a shade tree nail painter, I should be able to do that, right? Like, if I want to take the risk as a customer and go somewhere where there's no certificate, if I want to go to some kind of shade tree tattoo parlor where I get the tattoo for half the price, but they have no certificate of authenticity or, you know, training or anything like that, it's just some guy with a needle, I should be able to take that risk, shouldn't I?
I totally agree.
I've seen people hire a tattoo guy for a six-pack of beer.
Well, it should be totally legal.
Fire system is nice.
You get what you pay for.
Sure. Sure. But that's what that should be legal. It should be buyer beware, where the buyer's responsibility is to vet the person that they're doing business with. Yeah, if you're getting a tattoo, you should be concerned about cleanliness, and you should be concerned about, you know, how's the shop kept, and, you know, are they using fresh needles, and, you know, basic stuff like that. And that's where certifications can come in, and I think that certifications would do a better job of making sure that people are clean and doing things right,
of course,
than government. If you look at restaurants, for instance, a lot of times the level of cleanliness and certification levels that they have are actually higher than whatever the health code requires. So the government health code
is Michelin awards or any of those kinds of awards that go for the top restaurants.
Michelin? I've never heard of that one.
I believe it's called a Michelin award. It's I don't know.
Sounds
too much
like a tire company.
Well, that's what I thought too when I heard it too. And Michelin is a tire company, but there is one of the most prestigious awards
for restaurants
or even chefs is that award, and it's just, you know, it's higher than any sort of certification that they could possibly have. And by comparison, it takes someone longer to be a cosmologist than an EMT. You know, it requires up to 2,100 hours of training for hair.
A cosmetologist or a cosmologist?
Cosmetologist, sorry. I am like...
Cosmologist is someone who studies space,
having really, really bad terms with words. Please forgive me. I don't know what's going on. But anywho, EMTs need on average, 140 hours, whereas someone in the beauty department needs 2,100 hours. Just, you know, think about
that. How is that even possible?
EMTs are working on your body.
Right. The EMTs are saving people's lives, and I mean, that's just shocking. That's just unbelievable.
So the Michelin guide, it is put out by the Michelin
tire company,
mm-hmm. But they've been putting out this guide for over 100 years. It's the Michelin Red Guide. It is the oldest European hotel and restaurant reference guide.
See, that's one word that I am
not
messing up on.
Awards Michelin stars for excellence to a select few establishments.
Tom is in Rochester, Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Tom.
Hey, guys. I listen quite a bit, and I'm a former state legislator here in Michigan. A couple years ago, I submitted a bill to eliminate licensing for barbers, and you would have thought I, you know, was just the worst person. All the main opposition was actually from the colleges that give the instruction for barbers, and they sent letters to all of their students who were working as barbers, and they said, you know, and we had people calling saying, look, we are very similar to doctors. We handle razors. We're near people's necks. So, you know, this is very, you know, you need to license these people. And I mean, there's a real special, you know, it's a concentrated.
Make sure you've taken that don't slice their necks open class. I mean, come on.
People just have to understand the concentrated benefit and dispersed cost. So, you know, there's a cost to this, but there's certain people that benefit from it.
Those people have the incentive to fight tooth and nail to keep the status quo.
And also to convince the people that they're getting money from to go lobby. Well, I had to jump through this hoop. Mm-hmm, other right. people should have to jump through the hoop, too.
The students should support the abolition of this licensing because they
but they're already
school.
Out of money. Like, they've yeah. already invested money in this.
True. Good point.
They don't want right. to feel like they're losing money. I spent money on this yeah. piece of paper that doesn't exist anymore.
So, Tom, I take it your bill went down in flames?
Well, you know, there was a lot of co-sponsors who signed on to it, but then after I filed it, and then all of a sudden the colleges, these barber colleges, went ballistic. Yeah, it didn't get a hearing.
Wow, didn't even get a hearing.
Right, but you know, we do pretty well in Michigan. We fought. I don't know. You're talking about Danica's talking about Institute for Justice. Is that where you're getting your stuff? Is they're really good? I worked with them.
Yes,
closely.
Yes, it is Institute for Justice.
Yeah, you poor people. In Michigan, you don't even get the hearings on bills. In New Hampshire, every single bill has to have a hearing.
All right.
Well, hey, what do you get paid as a state legislator in Michigan?
They get paid $72,000.
What?
It's a full-time. It's one of the four states that have a full, quote-unquote, full-time legislature. I tried to put in for I had legislation also to make it part-time and to cut our pay, you know, down to like $10,000, which is a lot more than New Hampshire, I understand. But at any rate, there's
$72,000. Do you get a per diem as well with $72,000?
There's a stipend of $900 a month for cars because people live up in the UP like 8 hours away. And yeah. They have to get an apartment and stuff.
But everybody gets the $900, right?
It's right.
Not just the UP people.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's another $10,000, right? So chalk it up to about $82,000 per year.
Yeah,
pretty
it's a
sweet.
Job,
do you get
frankly,
staff?
I mean, a couple staff, and during the summer you're off almost all the time.
Do you get an office?
It's a part time.
Oh, you get an office?
Yeah, you get an office.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, is the office? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. In New Hampshire, you get a locker.
And if you're lucky.
Wait, if you're lucky, what? The newbies don't get a locker?
I've heard that some of the state reps don't have a locker.
They don't have enough of the lockers to go around.
Apparently not.
Yeah,
I love it. Hey, Tom, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Yep. I do appreciate hearing from you. If you love liberty, then you got to get to New Hampshire. This is the place to be. This is where people, actually have a chance at being more free.
We're doing a lot of what you talk about. I listen to you a lot, and we're doing a lot of what you're talking about here in Michigan as well. But I understand you got to push New Hampshire.
You know what? We're having some internet difficulties, and I apologize about that. I can't even hit the drop button on my phone.
Wow, that took you a while.
Anyway, thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. I appreciate the efforts of folks out in other states, but you're just not going to get that far compared to what's happening here in New Hampshire, where we've actually got a convergence of liberty-minded people coming here and getting active. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. Even in these remaining moments, we do have enough time for you. If you call right now, you can also join us via Skype. As long as our internet doesn't bomb out on you as it did in the last segment. So we've got two internet connections here, so even if one goes down, we'll still be online. But it can be a little wonky sometimes. But normally Skype works really well, so feel free to connect to us there at username lrn.fm. Another great site to visit is freedomsphoenix.com. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Sign up for their free daily dispatch. That, again, is FreedomsPhoenix.com. Danica, you've been telling us about a lady named Isis, which has to be a difficult name to...
Named after the Egyptian goddess, I presume.
I was just going to say she has absolutely no relation to a very horrible organization.
Right.
Other... way away.
I'm saying she's likely has a, it's probably a little tough to have that name in this time frame that we're occupying
sure.
at the moment. She
oh, yeah.
has faced a real arduous challenge trying to legitimize her African hair braiding business that she's been engaged in for decades, was arrested for her efforts back in the 1990s. Then they finally legitimized it by passing some sort of ordinance or statute in Texas that allows for a 35-hour permit, essentially, where you get 35 hours of training and then you get some sort of permission slip from the government.
Which is actually, now that I think about that, that's kind of an insult to her because she started braiding in the late 70s and started like teaching it in 1984 to the article. So putting all of that 5 years of work before she started doing it as a profession on 35 hours, I mean, I mean, it's kind of a slap in the face to her, but I guess that's...
Well, the real slap in the face was when she was told she couldn't teach the hair braiding legally because she is not certified, or she's not, her facility is not certified. She doesn't have 2,000 square feet, she doesn't have barber's chairs, she doesn't have five sinks.
Even though she's legally prevented as a hair braider from using the sinks...
Right.
In order to have a teaching facility, she has to have sinks that can't be used.
Yeah, it's just, it's so backwards. And, you know, what's crazy about, you know, normal beauty licenses is that they're taught how to give things like manicures and facials, and most of the time, they're not going to be using this in their careers. They're going to be working on hair. They're going to be working with dyes. They're going to be working with other things, not necessarily how to give manicures and facials. It's just so ridiculous that they're required to have all, you know, thousands of hours of training. And
that's what college does, though, right? They saddle you with all these dumb courses that have nothing whatsoever to do with your actual major, with what you went to the school to learn. I remember when I went to community college, it was like high school all over again, with maybe two classes that I took that had any relevance whatsoever to my chosen minor or whatever. I got an associate's in radio and television broadcasting, and the 2 years I spent in college, the only classes that I took that had any relevance whatsoever, one was a voice and diction class, and I actually had to unlearn some of the things they taught me. They taught me to overemphasize things in that class, and then when I went to work, the guy in the production room at the radio station I was working at had to pull me aside and was like, look, you can't be doing this.
You're saying oil funny.
Really?
No. That was one of the ones during my voice and...
Oh, that's what they said to you.
Oil. Like, you had to, like, really emphasize... Oil!
Oil.
So that it just sounds really oil. Weird.
Okay, that does sound really weird.
They taught me to hit T's and things like that. So when I did AutoZone reads, I would say AutoZone.
That just sounds so weird.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. But that's what they taught me in college.
Right.
And so I had to unlearn that. And that was the only class that really had anything at all to do with radio. And of course, it was a radio/TV broadcasting. And so there was another class that was like a film class, basically, where I made a student movie in that class. And so those were like the only two classes. There was a history of film. So two or three classes in an entire four semesters of college that had any relevance whatsoever, because the rest of it was just all this mandated crap that they just piled in there.
Did you at least have a college radio station?
No.
See, that's one of the things
college.
Where... Right. I went to community college as well.
And
but
they had
we,
one?
We had a college radio station, and the last year and a half that I was in college, I was on a radio station management scholarship. So, like, I was helping run the student radio station and got a free education while doing it.
Sweet.
So, one of my classes was, like, you know, station management. Another one of my classes was my air shift. And so I would say about half of my classes were directly related to broadcasting. But the other half, I had to take a art appreciation class.
Computer class.
Computer class. The same math class that I took in eighth grade.
Yeah. I actually had a science class where the book was the exact same book as I took in high school.
Oh,
the
no
history
way.
Class. The college history class that I took was the same history class I had in like 10th grade.
Yep.
Same book.
Yep.
So most of what I did just in filler. College was high school all over again.
It's like high school with cigarettes, as they say.
Well, with the exception of, you know, getting credit for doing an air shift.
And what about you, Danica? What was your education?
Education? Well, I mean, I was homeschooled for the majority of my, growing up. And
really? Okay.
I did go to college. I did graduate from college. And
like a big college? Like a four-year?
Yeah, like a university-style college.
Oh, you're fancy.
Yeah, I guess. It was interesting because I'd be homeschooled and people would ask, the typical questions like, do you get to do school in your pajamas? And it's like, no,
yes.
I actually have to, get up and get dressed.
That's ridiculous. If I were homeschooled, I would stay in my pajamas.
I wish that would be really nice. And sometimes they were really serious, like, do you not really get to socialize And they're like, no, we go on field trips all the time.
With other homeschoolers, right?
Other homeschoolers. We would, you know, we had friends that did go to public school. You know, there were church events. You know, we had plenty of socialization. So I was homeschooled for my, you know, up until, you know, 12th grade. I took my GED. I took my SAT. Took my ACT, which, you know, those were just absolutely stupid, and I really wish they would just get away with them altogether, but that's another story for another time.
So did you ever have to ride on a school bus?
Not to school. I have ridden on a school bus before.
But never to and from school because you were homeschooled, so you never had to deal with bus drivers then.
No.
There's a recent situation in Guilford, New Hampshire, where some students have uncovered that the school buses have video cameras in them, and those cameras are recording audio. They confront three of the drivers of the school buses, and they get two of them to admit that the buses were recording audio without notice, which in New Hampshire is technically wiretapping. That's a felony. But they then go on a third school bus. I'm jumping ahead in this video because we're short on time. But this video is just so amusing. I wanted to share it with you, where they confront a bus driver over this, and she doesn't know how to react.
Hi there.
Wait a minute. You can't take pictures on
here.
Well,
why not?
I'm audio recording and video.
What for?
It doesn't matter.
It
does matter.
Why?
Why?
You're taking a video.
Do not take a video on my bus or my picture.
Why? Other bus drivers love.
Why though?
My bus.
Is that your rule or it's illegal? So? What do you mean? Okay.
So this woman picks up her microphone to her two-way radio at this point and calls for help.
You guys can get on, sorry.
I have two people here. Are you guys students?
Yeah.
Students that want to take video and pictures in my, and they're taking a video of me right now.
We just want to ask you a question.
It's video and audio, just by the way. And audio. And I don't understand why they're on my bus.
We told you why. We just want to ask a question.
I'm at the middle school right now. They're high school
kids. Does it matter?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to answer that.
I love these students. I love how they're just, you know, not letting her badger them with questions.
No, they're fearless. That's
like,
great.
Yeah, I'm just walk on her bus and start asking her questions. And the other bus drivers that they talked to were more than happy to give answers, and they didn't have a problem with the camera. But this lady's freaking out, and she's very, very silly in her behavior.
Even though don't they have cameras on the
bus?
That's
the point they made, was that she's saying, you can't record on my bus. Well, wait a minute, lady.
You're doing that?
You're doing it illegally, constantly.
Do not video. They're doing it no matter what.
All right, listen, we're going to leave.
We're going to leave as soon as you answer the question.
So the person on the radio tells the woman to take a picture of them, so she starts to fumble around for her camera, and you'll have to watch the video yourself to see the rest of it and how it turns out. You can go to freekeen.com. It is one of the top stories there called Guilford School Bus Drivers Admit Recording Audio Without Notice. You can check it out when you get a chance. We'll see you online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl's website, fpp.cc. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.